Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show, broadcasting live from our favorite place, maybe in the whole world, definitely Atlantic City, Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa, on a football Friday before a highly anticipated matchup between the Philadelphia Eagles and their former franchise quarterback, Carson Wentz. Ah, it's going to be a party Sunday in D.C., and I know a lot of people who are going there. In fact, before I even introduce my people, Keith Jones here today, Alan, and back at the station, Ava Graham. Guys, there's going to be a caravan of buses leaving Philadelphia early Sunday morning, including the legendary Butch from Antioch, to trek out, 200 miles? It's got to be 200 miles, right?
Just around now.
4 hours?
No, it won't be 4 hours. About two and a half.
Let's say 200 miles because I like to emphasize and exaggerate. Anyway, yeah, so let's say 200 miles each way to boo Carson Wentz.
Yes.
That seems like a long way to drive to boo him. I will be doing it from the comfort of my living room. But God bless you that you want to go out there and let him know how much we can't stand him because he's a phony. And that game on Sunday will be retribution for the way he turned his back on Philadelphia and ran to his buddy Frank Reich and Indy, where he also did a face plant.
Failed.
And now he's back in the NFC. He's trying to ruin our year. Not going to happen. Rhea, is that going to happen?
No.
No, it's not. Rhea's got good stuff on
129 miles right now if you're heading from, the link, 2 hours and 15 minutes.
All right, let's just call it 250 round trip to boo this bum. All right, and that, we're going to cover that in many different dimensions today with our brilliant experts, our Football Friday experts, Mr. Mike Lombardi and Dick Vermeil, and a beloved former Eagle who was also very much a Washington player, Brian Mitchell, will be on at 9 o'clock. I can't believe that Brian Mitchell would like Carson Wentz, would he?
No,
probably not, but if he plays well, he will.
No, listen to me. Brian Mitchell was the least phony athlete we ever met. Right. Brian Mitchell told it real. He didn't care. He would say what it was. And I do need Brian to talk about the Eagles special teams out because I'm not a Michael Clay fan.
It's not been good.
The special teams has sucked, and they've gotten away with it because their punter made a great tackle.
He did.
After they didn't block the best field goal blocker on the Vikings. We got a lot of ground to cover, and I'm not going to forget the Phillies, Al, because I'm very delighted that they eked out a one-zip win last night. But there's another good reason why there's only 20,000 people there in a pennant race in late September. It's because the umpiring in the Major League Baseball is putrid. And last night, it got Kevin Long, the hitting coach, thrown out. Al, worst call you've seen this year?
It was.
A ball
strike
call, worst one?
It went across the baseball landscape in about 10 minutes. It was everywhere. It was like, it was great.
This Andy Fletcher, home plate umpire.
He's terrible. He's awful.
See an optometrist. Your eyes are failing you. All right. So anyway, let's kick this off, though, at get people ready for Sunday at 1 o'clock because it's going to be a party. And who is – I got an open board right now. Who listening? It's 6:04 on the Friday before we face Wentz for the first time since he left here. Who's going? Please call me. I need to know what your plan is. I want to share your day with us. 215-592-9494. 9494. I will get you on in this segment. I want to know you're out there, and I want to know what your plans are. Because my dream, Jonesy, I have one dream on Sunday.
What is it?
That is that Carson Wentz is booed so loud in his own building that he has to back off at one point to hope to restore order.
That's good. I like
that. I would love in his own building. Will the fans of the Commanders defend their franchise quarterback by trying to drown out booze?
Not yet.
Booze. I don't know if it's a national story yet.
Right.
It's going to be Sunday. We don't send caravans 129 miles for them to go there and applaud
by the end
fine
of the game,
performance.
By the end of the game, the Washington fans and the Eagles fans will be brothers in arms booing,
you think so?
Booing the Washington team.
You are now describing heaven to me. Thank you, sir.
A good chance of that.
All right, let me see if any of this helped. Josie, I'm going to start with this because, as you know, even though Dr. Fish earlier in the week told me not to pay so much attention to what the players are saying, I pay close attention.
Yeah, you should.
It's part of my job.
Yes, it is.
And Carson Wentz earlier this week, in a rare moment of self-reflection, a moment of non-rehearsed, cliche, boilerplate, phony answers, he did kind of say that he had a few regrets about the way he handled things here. He's as close as Wentz got.
I think there's always things I look back on. Man, I could have been better here. I could have been better as a person, as a teammate. You know, lots of things that you do take for granted. And so I think I definitely thank God for the experiences I've had, even though sometimes they're dark or sometimes they're, you know, not how I envision them to be. But I think it's allowed me to grow as a person, and I'm thankful for that.
The only context he uses is he's better now.
Yeah,
that's baloney too. All right, but here's the thing.
Something,
Jonesy. Here's the real story of how it ended. First of all, he hated when Hurts came here.
Yes.
Second, he hated that his teammates responded more favorably to a kid off a campus, right?
Yes.
Off Oklahoma,
yep,
who walked in as a second-round pick, was not designed as a threat for our franchise quarterback, and found a way early on. You could see. You saw it the minute Hurts took over that those players wanted to play with Hurts more than they did with Wentz.
Yeah, they gravitated to Hurts and his leadership ability and his work ethic, and that was a lot different than what Carson Wentz was providing them.
So what did they see in Wentz that they didn't like? What about him made them I'd rather play with this guy?
My guess would be they felt like he was more about himself than the team. And once that kind of creeps in, that's a very difficult thing to gain back if you're Carson Wentz or anybody that's in that situation.
All right. I'll be listening to the description of the game on my radio station, WIP, starring Merrill Reese and Mike Quick.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Quick was on one of the shows earlier in the week. He was on Oz, but he was also on. And he's talked about Wentz's sensitivity, which is not a good thing to have in this city. Here's what Mike said.
Well, we know that Carson is sensitive in many ways, and I'm sure that the game that Jalen just had last night kind of plays into his sensitivity.
Yeah, yeah. He is going to be – whatever he's saying is not what he's feeling because he doesn't tell you the truth.
No, he fights it.
What he's going to be – what he's going to be feeling is, oh, no, this is – I knew I couldn't avoid this forever. This is my moment. The guy that they replaced me with and the guy that I left the city for, the guy that I became a pariah in a city that I had helped him to win a Super Bowl. Wow. This is, you know what this is, Al? We used to have a thing we did at WIP called sports drama.
Oh.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Is this not fun? People that just watch a game, they miss all these backstories.
No, it's also, don't forget about Jalen Hurts, because I just have the feeling that Wentz probably wasn't a great teammate to him.
Right.
Don't discount that he really wants to cement to Wentz,
right,
I replaced
on.
You.
Hold on. Apparently now you're causing me to use another cut I wasn't ready to yet. But this actually did come up. It came up as Jalen Hurts was asked about, you know, his camaraderie with Wentz and how they coexisted. And here's, listen to this.
Obviously, Carson was disappointed the way that year played out. How was it in the room with you guys after that? Was he still helpful on the sideline during games?
I'm just going to say, you know, I think we're focused on the now. I'm focused on the now.
For you keeping track at home, register that as a no.
Yes.
He was not helpful.
Now, like, no.
And then, I get to this. Al, you're not going to want that I'm playing this.
What is this,
this is
now?
You should know about Al Morgan.
What is it?
He does not do awkward well. He does not like awkward humor. He does not. He has worked with me all these years, and I think it has made him more.
I can't watch Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, no, he's resistant to awkwardness, yeah. Jonesy, although I have embraced it, and in fact, I represent it.
Yes. It's great humor.
But I'm doing this, Al. I got to do it.
What is it?
So Jason Kelce was on with us yesterday, and I was asking him to contrast the leadership skills of Hurts versus Wentz, right? Now, Jonesy, that's in the answer. Jason Kelce is the as honest as you can get.
Yes, he is.
He will not disrespect you with a boilerplate answer the way Carson Wentz does.
No.
So he's there, and he wants to – and he's trying to tackle. He's knowing that whatever positive things he says about Hurts will be represented as negative things he says
about
Hurts.
Yeah, he doesn't want to give any ammunition to the other
side. Ladies and gentlemen, his wife, Kylie, is pregnant with their third kid. And so are these pauses. Listen to this.
You know, everybody's got different ways of leading or different personalities. I think I think Jalen is a very the word I'm looking for. Jalen has like a very almost like a stoicism to him and calm confidence that I think really lends itself to making everybody feel comfortable in the huddle and feel comfortable with the offense.
When he finally got it out and you really interpret it, he's basically said Hurts knows how to make his teammates comfortable and Wentz didn't.
Yeah.
Right, Jonesy?
Yes.
100%. Is that, am I taking too big
a
lead?
Yeah, and he was really trying to be as thoughtful as he could be without being offensive to the other guy. It was unreal, like how I've never heard him speechless.
It was fascinating. This game will be fascinating. Rhea has a fascinating tape on how Kelce will help the Eagles to beat Wentz. We got all that coming up. And I thought, what a great way to start out. Mm-hmm. Because we are bringing back in this final year I'm here the tradition we had many, many years ago.
What's that?
By one of the greatest Eagle fans of all, Simon John, who would set the game up. Mm. And he, of course, will be watching it, I'm guessing, in Hamilton with a large entourage of people.
Lots of food.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the line now to set up our game on Sunday is the great Simon John. Hi, John.
Good morning. I wasn't going to call till 6:30, but I woke up and went outside this morning. Today it is fall. It is football, and I'm putting you guys on. You guys got me fired up for this game.
It's a big one, John. And I'm going to guess in Hamilton you got an entourage of fans and family who are coming out. Is that correct?
Yes, we'll have a big crowd. Could be an exciting year again. I'm serious. We got big hopes. It's very, very early, but let's have fun with this all the way out.
All right, John, before we do the setup for this game, I need to know your current feelings about Carson Wentz.
I told you yesterday, the guy is a punk. He's the model. He's the absolute model of what's wrong with professional players today. He's a prima donna. He's a baby. He doesn't make the players around him better. He's went to the place which was supposed to be heaven for him, and they ran him out of there after weeks. That tells you all you need to know about the guy. He doesn't make the players around him better. He makes the players around him worse. He's not a leader. He's everything opposite of a leader. This goes back to Donovan McNabb. I'm not comparing him to him. When you got to have press conferences and explain why you're a leader, explain why you do this, that's not a leader. A leader goes out there, plays, and leads on the field by his example and how he leads and carries himself throughout the day, from the day they step in the complex to the second they leave. That's what a leader does in any sport, in any profession. You don't have to tell anybody, oh, here comes the leader. What should we do today?
It's beautifully said, John. That's why I asked you. I know you had said it yesterday, but it almost sounds like music to me. It's so beautiful.
Oh.
All right, John, do you want to set up Sunday's game in D.C.?
Yeah, let's try it. You ready?
Yep.
After making him one of the NFL's highest paid players for what they believe to be their future, Carson Wentz played more problem child than franchise quarterback, becoming petulant over the team's draft pick insurance policy, eventually steering his way out of Philly. Now, two teams and 2 years later, you are looking live at FedEx Field in Washington, D.C. Yes, the NFL is the ultimate team sport, but today, all eyes will be on Wentz and his replacement. The Eagles are hoping their insurance continues to pay dividends. Could Philly's franchise quarterback be in the making? It's Washington and Wentz and Hurts' Eagles in an NFC East showdown.
Oh, John, that was beautiful.
Wow.
John, that was beautiful. That was amazing. Site man John checks in early to get the city fired up. John, thank you so much. Great job.
We love you. I love you guys.
Love you, John. That's thank you, pal. John, and every one of these Eagle games and John and his family is an event.
It is.
And I love that. I love thinking about how big it is to John and his family. It's great.
Yeah.
This is why the
Good
Eagles
people.
Rule our city, because of that excitement. All right, now I'm going to turn it over to you. I got Ed and Jake online. Ed is going. Ed, you're up next. I need more people that are heading there, and I need to get their attitude for what they are bringing. What did you say? 129
miles. 129 mm-hmm.
miles. Right down I-95.
From South Philly.
I need you to find out. You, what did you do? You actually, like, Googled that?
I Googled it from my house.
From your house?
Well, I'm a mile from the stadium.
Okay. That seems
so I figured that was
215-592-9494. Jump on board. And is anyone out there listening right now that does not believe in booing sports heroes? I would like to hear your thoughts on it, just to get the other side of an argument I do not accept. 215-592-9494 from Borgata, WIP Sports Time 617.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.